they're out for industry. They're gonna take care of industry first, and then you burn them.
If you can drag along, well, you can get there.
We're all right. They're taking care of right now.
I'm Democratic, but I'm not for Wallace. I don't think he has any business running.
Did you see where the blacks walked down on the convention over here, the Union Convention? Because it says it's gonna bring Wallace down.
Drag along. Get there.
All the blacks walked down. That was over 43% of them, and some of the whites.
I don't think a man that's that crippled, and a man that's dogmatic, he's fenced in with his own dogma.
He's too dogmatic
We're talking, well, they don't want to hear this.
That's all right.
It shows that this part of the country is not born yet, although they're Democratic.
Well, you want if you want a Democratic leader, you want one that is for the whole 50 states and for the whole country. And I don't think you want a man quite as demagogic and dogmatic.
You wouldn't want Wallace representing your section of the
country? No, I wouldn't want him representing the United States. I can't see him being able to go over into any country and work with them to advantage.
Since we were just talking here anyway about diverting off the questions, because the questions narrow your mind, they have a tendency to strain a little bit. I know that in the course of your life, language you were talking earlier has changed considerably, I think. I don't know, I have lived, obviously lived as long. What's your thoughts about that? I mean, do you think the language is heading in any direction, or is it getting worse or better?
Well, they're adding a lot of new words that are very stymieing, if you have to bump up against them.
Wait, what?
Stymie you.
Oh.
The words are being coined to suit politics, more or less, now. And also this hip rock music, I think, has slurred our language to a great extent.
Bump up.
It's made it in a looser, relaxed manner. People aren't as precise or as articulate or as thorough in thinking or speaking as they used to.
Well, they don't give the right, they don't care to give dignity to anything except what they think or what they were raised for. We're going to have noise now.
I don't know. I think that,
Let them see.
That's nice. Let's move.
Well, he's about to
finish. Let's see if we can finish these questions here. All right. When you were in school, a good friend of yours that you might have spent a great deal of time with, someone of your own sex or anything, you spent a great deal of time with, a very close friend, what might you have called her?
Chum?
Pal. Yeah.
Whichever.
But you had one that would have been better than, not better, in the
closer
than the others. What would you have called her?
Well, she's our closest friend. But we have one now that I went through school with and visit all the time. We think of her almost as part of our family, sister, because I've lived in her home. She's lived in mine. We visited her, call her long distance and what have you. And yet we went through school together.
In other words, a lot of times your pal or your chum can come closer than your relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And last Sunday
afternoon, mean more to you.
Mm-hmm. Last Sunday afternoon, we attended a 50th wedding anniversary of a friend here who's been raised, graduated from high school here. So we met a lot of people that we hadn't seen in a long time. And one of the girls came in that had come down from Tennessee, and she said, "Oh, Nellie, my old friend of the second grade in school." And we had gone to school here in Miami at the second grade, and we used to walk a couple of miles to go to each other's house to spend the day. And you've always remembered those people because they were close in your